there, you're listening to season 4, episode 2, the one with the aligned alternative. Now, in some recent Voxer conversations with my members, I have had a varying degree of this type of conversation where they're feeling pressured to follow a trend that is coming up in their respective business industry. So I don't just work with other business to business people. I work with a lot of people who are in the business to consumer space. And so there are lots of trends, right? If you're doing something on TikTok, or if you're doing something on Instagram, or if you're doing a blog or anything like that, there's always going to be a layer of some type of trend because people come up with new ideas all the time. But what I want you to kind of think about and consider is that unless it feels easy and fun for you, and there is a slight caveat to that, and we'll talk about that in a second, then why do it, right? At the end of the day, the whole reason that I am in business is to serve people, right? To help them, but also to do the things that are easy and fun for me. Because at the end of the day, I have chosen to start this business. I left a job that I didn't like, that wasn't necessarily easy and fun, although it was easy, definitely wasn't necessarily fun. But so why would I then turn around and continue to have a business that wasn't either of those things, right? That's why I always say easy and fun for a reason. But it is difficult when you are looking at everybody else around you that might be a little bit more successful than you are. And here's the thing, there is always going to be someone who's more successful than you. It's just the way of the world. So what you've got to be able to do is to figure out, one, what does success mean for you? And you know, we can always be striving for a little bit more, but generally, what are you actually happy with? And then two, what are the things that you love doing that are easy and fun? And hey, if you happen to have a 3 in your profile from a human design perspective, you might be someone who actually does jump on lots of different trends because your jam is to experiment, try different things, report back on the lessons. So I'm not saying that you can't follow trends. What I want you to think about though is if you feel pressured to follow a trend, then that's when I would be like, this is a red flag, something I need to pay attention to. So here is what you're going to do instead. We're going to create what I like to call instead I will list, right? The instead I will list. So basically what you're going to do is anytime you find yourself following a trend and coupled with feeling pressured to do so, right? Again, the difference is if you actually genuinely want to try out a trend because you just love to experiment, totally fine to do that. What I'm really trying to highlight here is if you're feeling pressured to do a trend, we're going to make sure that you have a list that allows you to go, instead, I will do this instead. And that only happens if you know what things are easy and fun for you. So what I want you to do right now, my beautiful friend, is to grab pen and paper or open up your phone and jump into the notes area or type on your screen, whatever floats your boat, but you're going to take 5 minutes. Don't really need to do longer than that, but you're more than welcome to, but 5 minutes to just jot down all the things that are easy and fun for you when it comes to promoting your business, when it comes to marketing, when it comes to talking about what you do. What are the things that are easy and fun? Now, remember that caveat that I mentioned at the beginning. The caveat to this is we need to make sure that we're following things that feel easy and fun based on our body, not based on our head. Because sometimes our head is going to be like, ooh, I'm a bit scared to try that. Or I'm a bit scared to do that thing. Even though your body is like, but this feels really easy and fun for me. I'm really excited about it. But if your head is going, oh, I don't know though, I'm a bit scared about that, then you've got to be able to pay attention to that. So just make sure that when you are writing down the things that are easy and fun, that you're not allowing your head to then step in and go, might be a little bit scary doing that. It's okay for things to be scary as long as they feel good. And you're the only person that can really determine what that feels like in your body. So let's say you are, you know, running an Etsy store. And so you've decided to have a TikTok account and you've decided to follow whatever the latest trend is on TikTok. Maybe it's dancing, whatever. And you're not really jiving with that. What you really prefer to do is to do off-the-cuff video, but without all the show stuff, right? You like to kind of get intimate. You like to have a few candles around you and you like it all to be moody. And then you like to tell little stories here and there about the things that you create. So on your Instead I Will list, you're going to write, instead of doing this on TikTok, I will do this instead. Because this is how you carve out your own lane, how you do things in a unique way. Imagine if you're the only Etsy store owner that has this cozy TikTok account where you've got this moody vibe going on and you're telling intimate stories, right? You're in this little space and you're just sharing stories about whatever it is that you create. Nobody else is doing that. And that's what makes you stand out. So the thing I want you to just always be mindful of, you get to do you in your business, however you want that to be. And it's not about you needing to sit there and go, what is my USP, right? My unique selling proposition. What is the thing that differentiates me from everybody else? All I want you to focus on is what are the things that are easy and fun, and the fact that you get to do you in your business. And I truly mean that. The more that you lean in to simply being you in whatever fun, quirky way that is, the more that people will actually gravitate towards that. So your job today, action step, is to sit down and create your Instead I Will list so that when you do feel that pressure, you can turn around and go, well, I'm going to do this instead because it's easy and fun and it's the thing that I just love to do. And thanks so much for joining me for another Simple Success session. If you enjoyed today's topic, these are the types of nuggets that I'm constantly throwing at my 1K Lab members, typically because I need to, you know, talk them off the ledge. And if you need that type of support, then I'd love to have you join us inside the 1K Lab membership. It's just $19 a month. You can cancel at any time. And it's where you can get support and accountability for creating an income solely on your email. So we don't talk about social media at all. So if social media is still the thing that you love doing, then the 1K Lab is probably not for you. But if you want to build a sustainable business that doesn't rely on algorithms, then the 1K Lab is definitely going to be for you. You can learn more at hustleandgroove.com/the1KLab. And remember, your business does get to be easy and fun. You just have to decide to make it so.